Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, is there a duality operating that you can identify? Assignment, rearrange the voices on two sides of the duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? Record and listen. Example, one side, I should save for the future. Aspect, responsible. Second side, I never get to do something nice for myself. Aspect, victim. All right. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello?
Hi, this is Tony from Athens.
Hey, there's Tony. Hi, Tony.
I'm sorry. I was the popular double muted.
It's like the double reverse projection, only more difficult to get out of.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Wow, this has been such a great workshop and seeing a lot, and I'm sure I'm going to see even more. And just was so interesting in writing down the duality and looking at the duality. Two things I saw very clearly. One is that's the source of so much of the tension and conflict and stress around finances, is that ping pong between two sides of the duality.
And what did you see of those? What are they on you about?
Well, it was interesting. What it came down to is like one side is kind of yes, and the other side is more of a no.
Uh-huh.
It'd be like, I want to do some Zen coaching, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And then the other side, no, you don't have enough money, you can't do that. Or I want this whatever, or I need new glasses. Nope, not enough money. So just this is constant no to whatever comes up.
And Tony, do you see some validity in that? And then can you get a sense of where it crosses the line?
Oh,
do you know what I mean by that? That, you know, maybe you can't afford that around the world trip, but maybe you actually could afford glasses, since seeing is a big part of your life.
Well, I know with the glasses, what happens is, I think, okay, I'm going to put aside some money, and then end of the month comes, and there's no extra money for things like that. And then I guess awareness coaching, so it's like, well, there's all the other, like, well, you're doing the year long, you're doing reflective listening buddies, you know, you're doing all these other things. So it tries to kind of point out why we can't do things.
It tries to make logical arguments, and that's the problem. There is some truth to it, right?
it seems like it.
yeah. It's not like you have a ton of money, and then the voices are saying no, you can't have, which is right. Beliefs are devilish. Period, for anybody. But sorting out the nuance of how they're used against us. So, of course, what occurs to me is, and probably to you too, is instead of setting money aside for the end of the month, knowing that that's the process that works, you get the glasses and then you pay for them over time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Yes. Because if I'm waiting until I've saved enough money to XYZ, that's just never going to happen. But if I go ahead and do it, then I tend to, my experience is, I do come up with the money for the things that I need to pay for.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is That's so good. Just to really see through this process.
Yeah. And then you'll get to see, right? Because again, that's what ego does to us. It keeps us trapped in a perspective. And so because it's hard to argue with the perspective, then it closes us to all of the other things that are available if we're not in that belief system. Okay, so, you know, I'm not a rich person. Good. Okay, got it. Now, what's possible within that? That opens the doorway for life to be able to offer us some alternatives, possibilities.
Gosh, I love that. That's just like, that's a whole new world, a whole new perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a good one, huh?
But, yeah, that is really good. I'm excited to go back and listen to this.
I think it was on Open Air last night that we were also talking about, I remember Deepak Chopra, reading Deepak Chopra say years ago, go first class, and the universe will provide.
Mm.
And so I think that the kind of law of the universe that he was pointing at is if I commit myself to not enough, I will have not enough.
Mm.
And that's different from The Secret. That was the reference last night. You know, that video that went around, the movie that about, you know, how you manifest your way into, and if you're not successful at that, then it's proof that there really is something wrong with you, because you should just be able to believe yourself into anything, having anything that you want. There's a subtle difference there between I'm just going to imagine myself on an island somewhere with 1,000 servants, and I am not allowing conditioning to be devoted to scarcity.
Mm.
I am going to see the abundance in my life, which we all have. I'm going to see that and appreciate that, because as we know, what we attend to grows. So if I'm attending to scarcity, then that's what I'm growing. If I'm attending to all that life is offering me and all that I'm receiving, then that's what grows.
Mm. Wow, that's so much in all of that. Just that, what am I tending to, and then going first class.
Because what you can feel in just saying that, I project, is all the resistance that comes up. But you can't. But what's going to happen? You know, and then we get to see all of that stuff. And when we see it and see it for what it is, now we're in a position to choose wisely. And how we're going to choose wisely is that the intelligence that animates us is going to be our guide.
Mm. Gosh, that is so good.
It's very big.
And above and beyond even just new glasses, just this whole, you know, being able to really literally and figuratively see more. Deeply.
Yeah.
And be
all right.
More free.
Let us know. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
I will. And see you soon.
See you soon. I'm glad that's one of the things you're doing, a retreat. Yep.
Oh, that definitely. Right. Yes, definitely. Definitely that.
All right.
Thanks, Tony. So much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Sherry, that was just such a powerful conversation and so much in it. But the thing that it really resonated, that process place you offered, where just the acknowledgement of something, we're never allowed to say something like, well, I'm just not, I don't have a lot of money. But the acceptance of that fact without all of the conditioning around it then allows us to look at what's possible within the reality of what is.
Yes.
And there is no contradiction between I don't have much money and the universe is abundant.
That's right. That's right. And we can even add now or yet.
Now, right. And that's really the what conditioning conflicts, right? So I don't have enough money, so I live in deprivation. As opposed to, there's a certain amount of money I do have, which is such a different orientation. Within that, what's possible? Rather than from the deprivation, have the focus on the duality of what I can and cannot spend because I live in scarcity.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the perspective.
This is how much I have. This is how much I have, or this is what I have, and I'm really going to enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah, within what's possible, right? Because then it's a question of how do I make something work as opposed to debating about what I know doesn't work.
Yes. Yeah.
And feeling
and
bad
again,
because I can't make it work.
Yeah, yeah. And when we open it up that way and see, you know, the conditioning will just rush at us with all the beliefs. And then we can just drop those down. okay, that. And it's not that we're going to step off into profligate behavior. We're going to see what we're up against, and that positions us to choose wisely.
Yes, and the reason why we won't jump off into profligate behavior is because the assumption is I don't have enough money. I don't have a lot of money. It's not the an attitude of scarcity, but an attitude of being present to what is.
Yes, yes, yes. Being truly responsive.
Yes, it's marvelous. Mm-hmm. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Ooh, hang on 1 second. My cursor is jumping around a lot. Here we go.
It's excited.
Hi, this is Chris calling from Florida.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, sorry, I just had to laugh because this has happened. The last time I was on a while ago, I heard the same thing about the cursor jumping, and I knew I'm going to be on.
It's life's little secret message to you.
Exactly. So, I am in a, I would say, heavy-duty workshop with this content.
Mm-hmm.
I was just at a job interview in another city. So, and this is the first kind of quote-unquote real big job that I'm applying for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got,
you've been in school.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this
right,
is the
you
first.
Got that mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing with the, I guess, a duality or something similar is, on the one hand, there's a very childlike set of voices. So I'm inadequate. It's scary. I'm not good enough. I'll mess it up somehow. They won't like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side is kind of a punishing, yeah, they're not going to like you. You're going to do it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You can't learn. So just quit.
God. Yeah. An abusive relationship. You see an abusive relationship in that duality. Right? Somebody very young and vulnerable and then self-hate just pounding on him.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes those two are, I mean, this is also in relationship with spending money, but also income, like with this job.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm seeing now is how it's kind of held in place by those two sides. There's like a stuckness to it.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine, Chris, you can see this with everything in your life, right? Name a content, and those are going to be the key players in the duality.
100% everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what do you suspect is needed here?
Well, I found a couple of, because I really had to work with this. When I was flown to this interview and put in a hotel, and conditioning had a lot of opinions about how I don't deserve that, how they're going to find out that I'm not actually right for this job or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I found when I'm when I'm doing that kind of conditioned coaching, like
coaching really needs to be in quotes, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a stretch for that term. So there's a kind of like conditioned coaching, which might even sound in the like a little bit helpful on the surface, like, oh, like you'll do fine, or oh, you'll get it, or something like that. Like it has to do with my performance still.
Completely conditional, because it's conditioning.
Right. And that
so you could do okay. And yet, can't we sense the commitment that ego has to that not being the case? Because we got to get back to beating up that little kid. That's where life is really happening for ego.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it is not comforting to hear, well, you have to perform well or else. I mean, that's not a very comforting reassurance to hear going.
So, Chris, who got through school? Who did that big paper and turned it in and got that degree in spite of this exact same process going on? How did that happen?
Yeah, and that's something that there was someone there who was able to come in and get me through that experience.
Yeah. And don't you kind of want to know him better?
That's a perfect way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the relationship, this is so good for all of us to see, because just about everybody lives in, to some degree or another, that abusive relationship with a young person being brutalized by self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're moving into is a grown-up who can be in relationship with the mentor. So he's still going to have to show up and perform, right? Because he's the human being with the body. But the coaching he's going to get is from the intelligence that animates, from wisdom, love, and compassion. Not from the conditional, not from self-hate, not from ego. And so it's really trading in one relationship for another relationship. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, in doing that, that young person who has been tortured by self-hate will be freed. It's not like you have to do anything for him.
You'll
be automatically freed as you turn your attention away from self-hatred and to the mentoring.
That's so helpful to hear, because I think I was getting caught kind of in wading through content and trying to solve content with recording and listening. And it's hearing that, I mean, I'll have to hear this again, but hearing the that it's about relationship building and recognizing what's true.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Off you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You can do this. You can do this. And you really can, because you have the tools. You know, if you had never done it, it would be a much more complex conversation. But you know exactly what I'm pointing at, because you spent a long period of time working to the point of recognizing that there is that person who can show up and look to wisdom, love, and compassion for the strength and the guidance that he needs to make good choices. You know that place. So now it's repeating that.
Yes, it's no longer theory like it used to be. This is
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
All
You're
right.
ready. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
So bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Chris.
Ashwini. Oh, good. I thought your cursor had thrown you off.
No, what I was just looking at is that the process point that you were pointing at, that we never resolve anything in a duality, right? That if we get focused on resolving the content in the duality or even the process in the duality, then it gets stuck on, we get stuck. But the exit that you were pointing to is if the answer is not in the duality, we always go to the mentoring awareness that assists us to resolve the need, the issue,
yes,
not the content, that the exit, yes, from a duality is process.
Yes, and the point that what you're saying underlines, the authentic human being, the human incarnation and the mentor are not a duality. They are one. So
that's
we're
right.
We're moving out of that artificial duality between a human being and that self-hating voice into authenticity, into what is unconditional and not dual.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exiting of a process of division into the union that is presence.
Yes. Beautifully stated.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Beth in Mountain View.
Well, hello, Beth.
Hello there.
What are you seeing?
Well, you know, when you just said it to the last caller, when you, I can't say exactly how you said it, when you basically attend to presence or, recognize the mentor,
mm-hmm,
the little
mm-hmm
people are taken care of instantly.
Yes,
like you don't have to do anything.
Nope.
To take care
nope
of them.
Nope. No, because little people are fine in presence.
And that
now
that,
a lot of parents, just one sec, a lot of parents don't realize that, which is why they feel like they need to be messing with their kids all the time, you know, entertaining them, distracting them, organizing them, directing them. And that's modern parenting, because there is such a projection. Mm-hmm, that the inadequacy that we feel is their experience, but it's not.
And that has been my experience over this issue, is that when I come back to a place of, hey, everything's fine, you know, we don't have to indulge the ping pong conversation between, you know, I've got to pay for everyone and, gosh, I want to pay for everyone so I can control them. So it's a place of stepping back from it and just feeling in immense relief. There's just a complete relief of dropping that whole conversation. And in that moment is where I saw how everyone's taken care of.
Yes. Yes, exactly so. When we're here, everyone and everything is taken care of.
Yeah.
That's what's so beautiful. That's why we can, it can actually say, when we're here, there are no problems. Problems only exist in the imaginary world that ego creates. Now, everything is exactly the same. It's just not a problem. It's called life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I find that's just been tremendously freeing,
mm-hmm,
in that place of getting out. I mean, it's just something that I think you started with it last year, getting out of the conversation. I think that's been part of our practice for a really long time. But there was,
yes,
a push for it or a real encouragement for it, you know, in the last couple of years of really getting out of that conversation. And I think that's the place that's been most helpful to me lately, is the minute I can recognize the conversation or the duality that's been set up, it's the, oh, right now I'm driving the car. Let's attend to hands on the wheel and, you know, what's going on,
yes,
around me, or whatever I'm doing in that moment that I finally recognize there's the conversation. That's just,
yes,
it.
And you know, Beth, that you've described practice perfectly, right? Because it takes us a really long time to recognize there is a conversation in the head. you know, when the concept is first, the language is first introduced, the reaction to it is, what? What are you talking about? Not realizing that that question is the very conversation that we're talking about.
Oh, boy.
Right? And so slowly we sneak up on, oh, that voice that's talking to me, that voice that's asking, what are you talking about? That's the conversation. Ah, I get it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, then the work is to recognize it in all of these different situations, because we're trained to be completely distracted by situations.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's fine. But now I'm this. And what conversation? Because I'm just figuring out how to, or I'm just looking at, or I'm just working on, or I'm just whatever it is that goes on with me. And so now I have to begin to recognize that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tremendous. Well, thank you both for the year long retreat. It's always enlightening.
Always exciting. All right. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks.
Sherry, we have time for one more caller, or we could end a little early because of some of our circumstances currently.
let's just acknowledge to people we have an emergency at the monastery, and we really need to go attend to it, and we apologize, and we'll make it up to you.
Yes, so our assignment for today is, can you see how the voices are framing your choices to ensure that you never win? Example, if I spend the money, I'm being indulgent. If I keep the money, I'm being selfish. Our assignment, what are the two choices the voices offer you? Record and listen to what you see.
Okay, wonderful. Can't wait to hear.
Exactly.
Thanks.
We'll talk to everyone tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.